Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jump for joy. Send Judah first.
Amen.
Amen. Let's just open in a word of prayer. And we'll turn the troops loose. Father, we thank you for this glorious day. We thank you for yet this opportunity to come together so easily, so conveniently, so openly. Lord, we just want to invite your presence this morning into our lives, into our hearts. Lord, we just pray for the wind of heaven, the energy of God. Descend down in this place, Lord, even as your word says that you inhabit the praises of your people. Lord, we just pray that we would lift our hearts, our minds, our lives, up to you, O God, that the Spirit of the living God, the same Spirit, Lord, that was in Daniel, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, Lord, as they stood in the lion's den, as they stood in the fiery furnace, as they stood in the midst of their position, their post, as far as the natural world is concerned, and yet, Lord, the Spirit of the living God was with them, was in them. Lord, we just pray, even this morning, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in this earth as it is in heaven. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You have a few words?
Mm-hmm. The children have prepared a few songs that they would like to sing for you. These are some of their favorite songs, so I hope you're blessed.
Thank you. We sing some of these songs that we were singing today. We go to our nursing home back in Dubuque, and all of a sudden you just catch a wind. You start catching a wind, and it starts to take you up. And the infiltration of life that comes into us starts to infiltrate into the nursing home. Think about that today as we're, let's catch the wind of God. Let's catch it. Let's open our sails up. Hallelujah. You know, if you read about eagles, there's a thing with eagles that I was sharing a couple weeks ago. They wait for a storm. And when the storm comes, they know there's an updraft. And they catch that draft. Hallelujah. And I was feeling that in the song, that if we catch the draft, we catch that updraft. Hallelujah. Something happens to us. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah.
We are ready. sing this with knowledge.
This is a song that came out of Africa, right, brother? That's where I learned it. And everybody's going, what's this ride on? What's this ride on thing, you know? And I believe, if I'm correct, now you correct me if I'm wrong, but it means continue on, continue on, continue to bring the rain. Now, the understanding of the latter rain, there's a former rain and there's the latter rain. The former rain comes in the springtime, the early part after you planted, and it brings the crops up and gives it the strength.
Here's the definition for ride on.
Ride on.
It's sort of interesting. If you're in Texas, you're thinking it's sort of Western, but
yeah, it's not.
It's really an old English.
That means you saddle your horse.
but it says here, it says to ride on something, to depend on something, or you could say someone, for success.
Yes.
So we're depending on Jesus for the success in our lives, for life. So that's what it means, ride on Jesus.
Now let me finish the understanding here of the latter rain. The latter rain is the rain that comes at the fall, just before the crop needs to do its last burst of strength. It brings out the fullness of life in the crop. And so we need the latter rain, that it would bring forth that fullness of life that we can make it through to the harvest time. Amen?
Amen.
Okay.
Yeah. Hallelujah. For raining. May the Lord. Hallelujah. What was that one? It's beginning to rain. Is that the name of it?
Yeah.
Yes, it's not that one, but it's another one. Let's sing it. Come on, come on, come on, guys. It's beginning to rain. Come on.
Praise the Lord.
You know, this is what we want to leave.
Amen.
With.
Amen.
Promise of God and the presence of God and the strength to overcome.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's beginning to rain. Come on. Do you have it there?
Do we have someone that could help us out?
Yes, we do.
I'm very familiar with this song.
Where is she? Right here. Praise God.
Sue.
No, I can't.
Somebody go.
It's beginning to rain. Sky is beginning to rain.
is a promise that I have concerning the young people and the children. Hallelujah. This is the next generation. And this is the authority to invoke concerning that position, concerning that place. You know, you want these grandchildren, these granddaughters, and I'm not just talking about family orientated, I'm talking about those that God has given us by the Spirit in the Spirit. You want them to catch the wind.
Yes.
You want them to catch the burden. And we are asking God to move in a manner or fashion as He has promised in the Scripture. Because He says, in the latter days, I will what? On who? On all flesh. But specifically, He mentions your sons and your daughters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If not in that place, these young people are supposed to catch the fire. Now, the catching of the fire is really up to them. But if they catch it, they have to run with the message. They have to run with the message. Praise the Lord. So we are asking God that that promise that is spoken of, I believe it is in Joel, right?
Yes.
And we're asking God, because I believe we're living in that time frame.
Yes.
That we can invoke the authority of that promise on their behalf.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So let's keep that in mind. I sing in this song and I look at these young people.
Yes.
You know, and in the Spirit I'm laying hands on them.
Amen.
By the blood of Jesus Christ, I'm invoking the power and authority that God has for them in the aspect of the message, and that their hearts might be quickened.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Isn't that right, brother?
Hallelujah.
Amen. There's a need for the fire to be spread in and amongst these young people.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we're asking God to move on their behalf as well as ours.
Amen.
So let's sing it. It's beginning to wait. We are coming with an expectation. Hallelujah.
It's beginning to rain.
If you're thirsty,
thirsty and dry. Look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain. It's beginning to rain. Rain, rain. Hear the voice of the Father saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain. It's beginning to rain. Rain, rain. Hear the voice of the Father saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain. It's beginning. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain. It's...
I promise. God promised. Is God a man that he should die? Hallelujah. 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 God promised. Hallelujah. I want to pray for you, Anna. I want the elders to come. Hallelujah. Just keep this forum. Don't lose it, please. Praise the Lord. I want the elders to come. Hallelujah. We are going to pray for Anna, and she's going to be a touch point.
Yes. Amen.
Come over here, Anna. Don't be intimidated. Hallelujah. Perhaps you could translate so she can understand completely. I know you can talk English, but I want you to understand completely. We have some oil. I need some oil. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, anoint her. We're not just praying for you, but we're praying for your family. And God has brought you here specifically, I believe, for one of the reasons is that we might have this opportunity to do so. Because in the midst of all of the turmoil, there seems to be in you something that is crying out for the reality of God. And because of that sensitivity that you have, and because of that desire, hallelujah, there are many things that God is working on your behalf to encourage in the midst of all of the trouble and tribulation and all of the confusion, to bring you to a place of strength and vitality, and that you might have a greater reality of God. Hallelujah. Now, all of these things might want to make you a little puffed up or a little proud of the position you're in, but believe you me, God is not interested in pride. He's interested in humility and brokenness before Him. And that is one of the reasons that you have to sometimes suffer physically, so that you might know the strength and the vitality of God. Hallelujah. It's not something that you possess, but it's something that He gives you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And it keeps you in that place of prayer. Keeps you in that place of travail. And that is an important element of your relationship with God. It is your prayer life. Not only in prayer, Lord, we want, would you please do this, but in a place of travail. Because God is working within you the intercessory spirit. Hallelujah. And he starts with the situation or the circumstance that is closest and that you are most vulnerable with, and that is within the home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, there are things that happen in that home that want to hurt you, to smite you. And you have to guard your heart against resentment and bitterness. You have to guard your heart. And the more that somebody hurts you, you have to learn how to love them more. And more and more. Until it comes to a point there is no more in you to love, but yet God, you have to ask God, give me more love. Hallelujah. And God will move on your behalf. And as you maintain your position of righteousness, and as you work in that environment to maintain your strength and stability in God, God will hear your prayers. Hallelujah. And it's also important for you to understand that God has put you in a place. He has planted you in a community of believers. Hallelujah. I hesitate to use the word community, but let me say he has planted you in a garden. And there are those around who are tending that garden with diligence and with care and concern. And I want you to know that at any point in time and any given situation, you can always call not only upon the Lord and his strength, but you can call upon the strength of the caretakers of that garden. And they will respond and they will move to pray, to encourage, to move, to give you strength and vitality. But in the midst of all of that, your responsibility is to stand, to grow, and to come to a place of fullness, and to minister to those that are around you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we are anointing you today. And I suppose in some respects we are anointing you for this ministry. Hallelujah. Of this ministry of intercession and prayer. But we're also praying against the devil and his minions, his demons, that want to stir up, want to bring destruction and to tear down that which God would build in the midst of your family environment. And you are that touch point. And as we lay hands on you, the Spirit of God is going to go out of this place and out of the personal environment of your own soul, and it's going to begin to work, to deliver, to heal, to bring restoration and restitution.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we have anointed you, so now we are going to pray. Father, we come by the blood of Jesus Christ. It's important for us, yes. Yeah, I see you got your hands raised up here. Hallelujah. You are a part of this deliverance. Hallelujah. I want you to stretch your hands out before her, unto her. Father, we come not as one individual, but as a unit. And unity
a purpose, touching on one thing. Father, that you fulfill the word of promise that you have given to Anna, that you break the power of the spirit, my God, the spirit that want to rule over the minds of the family, that want to excite and to incite riot, to incite hatred and bitterness. My God, we come against it with the blood of Jesus Christ. We ask for you to move in the midst of this situation, to break the curse. There was a curse, Father, that was issued, hallelujah, many years ago, and we go to the source of that curse. My God, we see the oblation that was made and the sacrifice that was given. My God, in the name of Jesus, we come against this spirit, hallelujah, that takes on the clothes of a religious and righteous attitude, a religious and righteous demeanor. We come against it with the blood of Jesus Christ. My God, I want to rebuke you, Satan. I want to come against you with the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. We break the power. We break the chains. We break the attachments. My God, loose it in the name of Jesus. And Father, I want to come against the spirit of divination. Lord, I come against this divining spirit that clothes itself in white, that speaks words that seemingly are words of life and liberty. My God, I come against it in the spirit. I come against it with the blood. I come against you with the promise of God to pour out the pour out your spirit on our sons and our daughters. Lose it, my God. We bind this power. We bind this influence. We bind this ability of deception by the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh yes. Oh yes. Yes, yes. I am familiar with you. I have met you before. Yes, and even as it was before, the word of God has overcome you. The word of God has bound you. And we cast you down out of that place of authority. We cast you down and we say you shall go into the abyss. Even like that, by the blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Loose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Loose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If somebody has something. My God.
You know, when I first came up, I saw the breath of life. Yes. Again, as a body of believers, and we just pray, God. Lord, we pray that the breath of life, God, Lord, that is resident here, God, would flow into every fiber of Anna, God. Lord, loose that, God, within her soul. Oh, God, Lord, loose, God, healing, Lord, strength, vitality, God. God, in a portion, God, Lord, that she would take with her, God. God, that she would see working in the depths of her heart, oh, God. Hallelujah. The life, the breath, the strength of God pouring in, oh God. Lord, let it take, Lord, her very life, oh God. Lord, let her strength go into her, God. And Lord, Lord, just let it flow out of her, God. God, let it flow out of her, God. God, we pray, Lord, for a place of refuge, God. Lord, and strength, God. And Lord, as trouble comes, Lord, let her find that place, oh God. God, we call upon the blood today, God, to cover her, God. Cover her, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Every portion that is needed for your life is contained in God. So as you draw from God, God will abundantly supply the very things you need. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Gnosis, God. Those faith, God. The energy, God. The strength, God. Today in her body.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And a needle going through and forth through the thread, and there was a black thread in the needle. But as we were praying, the you know how the thread is ending in the needle, and it loosed as we prayed. And all of a sudden, I saw there was a new thread put into the needle, and it was blue, and it started the work again, a new one. Father God, we thank you for stopping that spirit of death, sucking life out of Anna. Lord, I want to pray that you would help Anna to submit to the work of the Spirit in her life, that she would live up to this calling, that she would fulfill the destiny you have set for her. I saw yet so much white place to be done, to be finished. Father, help Anna to be the canvas through which you can bring out the pattern of life and sonship that you are calling her to. Hallelujah. And we pray, protect Anna from every evil, from the evil from outside, from the evil from within, by the blood of Jesus. Amen.
When Brother Wade was praying for you and he was talking about the breath of God, I saw God. It's like you would give somebody respiration, artificial respiration, or whatever they call it, especially with a person who is drowning. They have to breathe their breath into the lungs of that of the victim of those circumstances. And I saw a brother Wade was praying. I saw like God giving you that exercise of resuscitation, and he breathed into your soul, breathed into your circumstance, life and liberty. Hallelujah. And I want you just to raise your hands, and I want you to just take a deep breath. And as you take that deep breath, I want you to say, Lord, by the blood of Jesus Christ, I receive the spirit of restitution, restoration, and resurrection.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So as you raise your hands, and when you raise your hands, and I want you to take a deep breath, not just a breath, just suck it in as deep as you can, and then you pronounce and proclaim, God, I receive the totalness of your administration. I receive the spirit of restoration. I receive that spirit of resurrection. I receive the spirit of restitution and by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Dude, that's all right, dear. Just keep up with it. Just keep. That's all right. That's okay. That's all part of the process. Come on.
Lord, thank you so much, dude. I can be here, and please bless me and my family, and heals us. Amen.
I want you to say, Lord, I, you, Anna, I receive from you the spirit of restoration.
Hallelujah.
It's not a natural thing, dear.
Yeah. I receive you.
I receive the spirit,
the spirit
of restoration.
The spirit of restoration.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I receive the spirit yes. of resurrection.
I receive the spirit of resurrection.
Yes. Yes.
I receive the spirit of restoration.
I receive the spirit of restoration.
By the blood.
Amen. By the blood.
Of Jesus Christ, your Son.
Of Jesus Christ, your Son.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want you to say, Lord, I repent of my bitterness.
Hallelujah.
I repent of my...
That's right. Just cough it out.
Hallelujah.
I repent of my resentment.
I repent of my resentment.
I repent of my of the spirit of retaliation and revenge.
Ah!
I said I can't remember.
I repent of the spirit of revenge.
The spirit of revenge.
Of retaliation.
Of retaliation.
And the wanting of justification.
And the wanting of justification.
I repent of it.
I repent of
it. I rebuke it.
I rebuke it.
I command that it leave my vessel.
Hallelujah.
I command
that it leave
my vessel
totally, completely, absolutely.
Completely and absolutely.
Totally.
Completely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Out of my soul.
Out of my soul.
Out of my body.
Out of my body.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. And now, Anna, you have to say, Father. Give me a love for my sister.
Give me a love for my sister.
Give me agape love.
Give me agape love.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, we come by the blood of Jesus Christ. Did you ask for the agape love? I didn't hear you.
Yeah.
You did. Father, we come by the blood of Jesus Christ. I see the damage. I seen the tearing and the ripping. And Father, we are asking for you to restore. Restore that which the cankerworm has eaten. That which the caterpillar has consumed. Father, that which the locust has destroyed. My God, we ask for total healing of her mind, of her emotions, healing in her desires, Lord. My God, in the name of Jesus, we command it by the blood of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
The vision was, I've seen an airplane, a fighting airplane, like this green,
kind of airplane?
Fighting.
Okay.
Yeah. And when you were praying, soldiers were going to the airplane, and more, they were dressed in white, and when Anna started to declare the words, the plane took off.
Yes. Well, the interpretation is if that is that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the Spirit of God.
It means that God has put into motion the process of deliverance. And it's going to be a process. It's not going to be something necessarily that all of a sudden it's all coming up roses. But it's going to be a process, and you have to hold on to the promise of God. God confirms the word. God confirms the issue of what is being addressed by bringing these different words and visions so that you might hold on to them. Hallelujah. God bless you.
When we first came here and we first going to pray, I saw a gift come to you.
Yes.
And when you got home, you started to discover this gift. And it was the presence of God in you. It's like, what? It was just like a discovery's made. And you, as you started to unveil that, there was something that transformed your life. But it was something you received here that you're going to, as the days go, it just seemed like you would start to discover all these riches in Christ, the things that you needed. And it was just like you happened upon it. Where did this come from? You know, it's like something new. And
what he is describing is that spirit of intercession and prayer. As you are confronted with situation, the immediate response should be that you go to prayer. You go in your mind and in your heart, you begin to pray. And as soon as you can get away from circumstances instead in a place of hiding, you just begin to worship and praise and speak in tongues and worship the Lord. And as you are in that place of worship and prayer, you will begin to intercede. And don't be afraid of speaking in tongues, because it is oftentimes, I'm talking about in your time, a place, or private, of he being hidden with God. And you, as you begin to pray in the Spirit, and as that burden of prayer comes upon you, and you begin to pray in the Spirit, it says that the Spirit maketh intercession for us in unintelligible words, or we cannot define or understand in total completeness what is going on. But it says the Lord is interceding for you in your situation and your circumstance. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. It's beginning to rain.
Brother Mark, I think we would like to pray for you. I know you're scheduled to leave here shortly.
Of course, she wants to come with you.
Yeah, of course, you're
not. Yeah, it's one and the same, right?
Yes.
Brother Mark is leaving on
what day are you leaving?
Today?
No.
Oh, the 16th.
On the 16th, going to Belize. It's a little country down in South America, or the Central America. Right there in the...
It's between Mexico and Honduras.
Yes, right there in the interim between. He'll be gone for...
A week.
Be gone for a week. It's new territory, new ground. And we definitely want to be praying that God will travel with him. that God will cover him. Rita, I believe, is staying next. And, you know, it's very important that you be cognizant of Rita there in the house. I don't know, are you going to be there in New York? Okay. It's very important. And, you know, quite frankly, brethren, we have all means of communication, Viber, so it's not a matter of just those in the United States that are aware of it. But, you know, those who stay by the stuff need to be encouraged also. It's oftentimes the spirits take advantage of the absence of the husband and the covering and all of that. So it's very important that we keep them in our mind, but it's also very important that we let them know that we are praying for them. Very important. So we're going to pray for them today and ask God to go with Brother Mark, to be with Sister Rita in her home front there. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So I want the elders, this is a group thing. Praise the Lord. Brother Uwak, that includes you, by the way. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right.
Hallelujah.
Father, we stand as one together with our brother Mark, amen, Sister Rita, as Mark goes forth, Lord, to this country of Belize. We ask that you go before him, and who's the brother that's traveling with you?
Bill.
And Bill. Lord, we pray that you go before them, you pave the way for where you want them to be, and intervene of any plan of the enemy that would want to take them aside from the perfect will of God. We pray today,
amen,
that the sensitivity of the Holy Spirit,
yes,
in every step
every
into
step
this country,
every
place that they would put their foot upon, we pray, Lord, that Mark and Bill would hear,
yeah,
the Holy Spirit.
Oh, Jesus.
Lord, that the Spirit would say, this is the way, go thee there with them.
Yeah.
That they go not to the left, not to the right.
Yes.
But Lord, even if you say stop, Lord, that they hear,
oh, yes,
your voice.
Yes.
We pray, Lord, as they go into this country, that Lord, you would speak to them, Lord, what to speak and who to speak to, Lord. And so, God, anoint Brother Mark.
Yes, sir.
Anoint him. Father, you have called,
oh, yes,
him as part of the fivefold ministry, as part of the teaching ministry. We even stir up the gift,
yes,
for those that he would speak to.
Amen.
Lord, for the message of the kingdom to go forth in power and in authority. Oh, God, we pray that you bless Brother Mark as he travels. We pray that you cover him with the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Oh, yes.
Keep him in health and vitality. Keep him, Lord, upon the straight and narrow path that leads unto,
oh,
life,
my
Lord.
God.
Hallelujah. And bless him. Bless Rita, Lord, as she
cover
is at home,
Lord,
oh,
Jesus.
God. Cover her in her home, Lord, as she goes about, Lord. We pray, Lord, for the blessing of God. We pray for the angels of God to be about her as well. For we know, Lord, that when one part goes, the other one stands at home, even defending the home that they dwell in. Oh, God. So we pray today for that covering. We pray for that anointing for Rita as well. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for our brother and for our sister.
Amen.
For the ministry you have called them to. We know there is work yet that still needs to be done. And so we ask for strength today. We ask for stamina. We ask for the anointing of your Spirit, Lord, to continue to lead them and to guide them in what you want them to do. In Jesus' name.
Father, we want to come against every strategy,
yes,
that has been formulated and the discussions that have been being made in hell concerning this journey, concerning this time. We want to come against those strategies. We ask, Father, that you intervene in those time frames and in those places where a trap might have been set, our snare would have been laid. My God, we come against it with the blood of Jesus Christ. We ask for you to have complete and total control over the logistics of this trip, Lord.
Amen.
But not as man plans, not as this or that, or this thought of going here or going there, Father, but that you would officiate over it, and where it is out of line with your purposes, but in line with the purposes of hell, Father, we ask that you intervene, you make an alternate route, you make an alternate means by which that might be accomplished, which you want to have done in this hour. So we come against these strategies. We come against these snares. We come against these plans and devices. Oh yes, we come against the council of hell. My God, we Amen. Want to come against the network of hell
Amen.
That works so efficiently and so quickly to move. My God, we ask that you upset it, that you cause confusion in the midst of the camp, that they become confused and they become disorientated. My God, hallelujah. Not even, Lord, that they begin to squabble among themselves. Hallelujah. And they forget the intent and the direction or the directive that has been given to them concerning our brother in his travels. So, Lord, we cover him. We cover the plane. We cover the vehicles that he's traveling. We cover the people and the personnel. Father, whatever the case may be, Father, we come by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We come by the blood of Jesus Christ and ask that you have control, complete and total control over every means of conveyance and every person that is responsible for whatever is that is connected with it will be under the authority and the hand of God. We ask it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Father, we pray that, Lord, even the vitality, God, that is in your spirit, into our brother
My God.
Today, God. Lord, into his natural body, God, into his soul, Lord. And Lord, you would raise him up, God. Lord, strength would come, Lord, might to do your will in this hour, God. Lord, let it flow, God. Lord, let it even bring strength,
yes,
God, like Caleb had, God. Lord, even, Lord, at the end of his 80 years, God, there was a strength, God, that wasn't his, but it was God's, Lord. We just invoke it by the Spirit today, Lord. God, within his natural realm, God, we pray, Lord. Lord, heal every infirmity, Lord. Every place that the enemy has trod upon our brother, God, in the natural realm, God. Lord, we pray, Lord, for the vitality of life, God. Let it flow into Brother Mark, Lord. Let it flow into Sister Rita today,
Amen.
Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, God. We just thank you, Lord. Bless them, God, in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 I feel to feel impressed to bring this admonition. Oftentimes in traveling there are delays for one reason or another. Sometimes the luggage, sometimes connections, sometimes in plans and purposes. You are not to fret. You are not to fret. You are to rest in God.
Yeah.
Because God is handling the logistics.
Amen.
And whatever he does, it is good.
Yes.
Don't go rebuking the devil, because God is in control of the situation.
Amen.
And he's going to, and as you move with him, your safety, your peace of mind is insured.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Go with the flow.
Go with the flow.
No.
I saw you walking, and as you were walking, bubble, but it was like water. You know how water moves unevenly? And it was causing chaos before you. And you were coming like the repairman to fix what is broken.
All right.
Praise the Lord.
I hope that's chaos in the devil's camp.
And that's exactly what it was. It was causing chaos in the enemy's environment. It was exposing the destruction and the brokenness that is in existence. It is in existence.
It's religious.
Yes.
Theology.
Then you're going to get free. Yes.
I heard just one word. That word was in this journey, and that was foundation.
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 Yes, that's a good word. I agree.
Amen.
Are we going to pray for you or what?
No, not now.
Okay.
Oh, yes, sorry.
It's beginning to rain, rain, rain. Hear the voice of the Father saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I have promised to pour my Spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry,
like to be able to give Brother Uwak a few minutes, if you would be feel take your liberty.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Well, I didn't see that one coming. Okay. Is it okay if I use this? I don't know what it is. It's fine. Good, thank you. Praise the Lord. So I just have a few thoughts that I just thought I should share with us, because by virtue of what I do and the circumstance of my life at the moment, there are a few things that I see God impressed, you know, in my heart. And in the things that I see happening around, and I know that it's not just things happening by chance, that I can see the will of God and the plan of God unfolding for humanity. I live in Nigeria. I work in Nigeria, even though I have a family here. But the past 2 years, there have been quite a lot happening in Nigeria. One of the things, I follow a lot of events here because I have a huge part of me here as well. and something I see the same pattern, you know, regardless of where, the same pattern. You know, the enemy's strategy is the same. Say that it comes to kill, to steal, to destroy, you know, and if you look at it all over, everywhere, the same thing. I want to bring an example. Like 2 years ago, I think it was 2014, we had elections in Nigeria, and it was a very, very I like to go out to elections and to vote for election, but this was difficult for me a bit. And it was difficult because, for once, the person that was there, even though it was Christian nominally, he had done so much damage that it was difficult to think of them staying for another couple of years. But for the part where I come from, he had so much support. I don't know for whatever reason. But there's this other guy that was there, who is the present president now. He came, and there was a lot, you know, that in Nigeria there have been plans to Islamize the country. I don't know if some of you are aware of it.
Yes.
And this has not been a new plan. It's been a plan that has been there for a very long time. And they've been working it. They've not gone to sleep. They've been working it over time. And one of the things I saw coming was this was the actualization of that plan. You know.
Yes.
But there's something I saw as well. I saw that the Christians were going to give it to them in Nigeria.
It's what happened.
Yes. So what they did was they got somebody that was like a Christian, a pastor, a revered fellow, to run with him. And people got carried away. And there was such massive support, and they got him to office. But yes. Yes. And people got carried away, and I don't know that people were praying anymore. They just felt that, okay, since he was there, that was the will of God. But there was I grieved in my heart because I saw what was coming. I was pained a bit. But one thing I know, one thing God kept telling me, that he that dwells in the presence of the Most High, the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I know something God had told me, I think 2012, you know, he said, come out from whatever it is you're doing, you know, he said, get under me. It's going to get very, very rough. So that started coming, and so when these people came, so many things are happening in the country now. I mean, a lot of ties that they had with so many places have been, you know, broken, and it's causing so much untold hardship. And now, the Christians are beginning to ask the questions that, the churches, that did we get this one right? And also, I want to share again something that happened, I think, earlier on this month, because brethren, God is not going to sit down and watch anymore. This is a period where God is showing his might. And it's a period where you can't mock God anymore. Scripture says that being not deceived, God is not mocked. You know. And God is beginning to show himself in such, not in the abstract sense, but in actuality. And people are beginning to see that, hey, there is God. And then the people that have a heart to God, they're going to have to make up their mind, what are you going to do?
Right.
Yes. So it's not, I don't know what Brother Magda, who was talking about loyalty. It's not, it's where is your allegiance? You know, is it to God or is it to the things that you're following? So recently, there was this group, and the guy that was somewhere in Uyo, not too far from where I work at the moment. I mean, it's, you know, they have some of these celebrity preachers in Nigeria. So it was a very huge crowd in a huge auditorium. And the governor of that state was there as well. And I think that they haven't had more crowd in that place than that day, actually. And right when, and they were going to, I don't know what you call it, when you, make a bishop.
Yes.
Coronation.
Coronation.
Coronation. I used that word, and someone said that was in the words. So, right in the middle of the service, the whole auditorium caved in and killed people in hundreds, a lot of people. It was a very, very bad sight to see. But for me, it was significant. And I said to myself, God, I mean, God's hands is not short, you know. People say, oh, the design and all of that. Mm-mm. I mean, you know, whatever, however weak the foundation of the building was, God was able to hold it. You know, and the timing where it happened for me was significant. It was very, very significant. But something I tell you, brethren, and I've heard from people over there. Now people are beginning to, you know, begin to ask the question. You know, what is going on? You know, so I see that we have come to a point in our lives where, you know, it's not going to be what the affiliation that you have. Scripture says that, you know, man shall not live by what? By bread alone. It's going to be, what is God saying to you as a person? By every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You know, what is God saying to you? What is God saying to your circumstances, to your situation? Every man has to have that word for his, for herself. You know, and that's what's going to keep that man in this onslaught of the enemy that we see coming. And brethren, I say this because I look at the destruction around. I mean, if you watch the news very well, I remember, I don't know, it was 2014 or so. All the, when they had that issue in Middle East, and those people started tripping in. And I remember what God said to me, that there's no strategy that would have prevented this. So all the immigration strategy, everything was broken. Yes. And we had that onslaught into Europe from the Middle East. And what that said to me was that we could sit down and plan so many things. But brethren, you know, we have to watch because the enemy is always one step ahead.
Yes,
you know, always one step ahead. But God, what God is doing to the people that are listening to what God is saying, God is putting them at a vantage position to see what the enemy is doing, and of their own will and volition, they have to make up their mind what to do about it. So I see, and brethren, I really encourage us that. I mean, for what we see, what's going on, brethren, it's more than Scripture says that what we wrestle with is not flesh and blood. You know, there are so many things. You know, there are so many. You know, it says principalities, it says power, it says rulers, you know, of the darkness of this world, you know. So there are so many, and so I used to listen to Brother sometimes, he said you cannot use the enemy's weapon against him, you know. So brethren, I mean, it's a time when people have to come together, and even wherever you are, you know, begin to let God open our eyes to see what's going on, and to prepare us, you know, how we are going to stand in this time that we are in. It is dangerous times. It is perilous times, brethren. And I don't know that, you know, something God said to me, I think 2 years ago, he said that it's not geographical. The hiding that you will need is not about geography. It's not location. It's going to be different from each and every man, you know. God's going to bring circumstances, going to take you to some places, and all the reason for that movement is just to hide you or to protect you or to preserve you for what is going to come. But every man has to listen for himself, you know, and to ask God, what is God saying at this time that we are in? And I don't know, a few of you, I mean, are aware of, you know, our situation, you know, back, we used to have a little fellowship in Lekki. And you know, some things came up, and you know, the brethren we moved to different locations, and when you look back, it is not really about that movement. Really, it's about what is God saying to people at this time.
Right.
You know, so for me, it's been something that, you know, I've been in my heart, wherever I find myself, I'm asking God, what is your will? What is your, what are your thoughts for that next step? Because brethren, that next step is very, very important. Or that next place you want to find yourself, or you want to move to wherever you want to do, it can be very, very important, or is very, very important. So I just want to encourage us, you know. This morning when I woke up, there's a word that came to my heart, a scripture that came to my heart. It says, stand fast in the liberty wherewith what Christ, I think it was Galatians 5, wherewith Christ has made us free. It says, be not entangled again with what? The yoke of bondage. You know. It says, brethren, we have been called unto what? Liberty. You know. So it's a very, very peculiar time that we are in. But it's a time that we would have to be very, very alert in the spirit. What is God saying to us as people? Because, brethren, it's going to be very, very, I don't know what to use, but it's going to be very, very critical, important to each and every one of us, what God is saying to us at this time. And it's a time as well, I say, to exhort one another even the more as we see this day what approaching. You know? So we see ourselves, you know, gathering and what God is saying, we need to bring it out and just talk to ourselves and see if there's a confirmation of what God is saying. You know. I've been really, really blessed. You know, I look forward to this time of coming out here. And I can't tell you how much I've been blessed. But one thing in my heart, I've been yearning for a lot, you know, and sometimes I've not gotten the answers, but I've asked God that even when I don't know where to go to, let me be clear where not to go to, you know, at least to stay away from trouble, you know. And I believe that, you know, the word that came to us yesterday was, for me, was a response. You know, I spoke with Brother Chiroke yesterday and I told him, you need to look for that message yesterday, because for me it was a response of something that had been in my heart, you know, for a very long time, and God bringing it clear, you know, to me that, I mean, this thing is my plan, and we have to be patient, we have to be, you know, hopeful what He wants to do, you know, for us. So I really want to encourage us, brethren, you know, that you know, the foundations of the Lord stand sure. You know, it doesn't matter what we see, it doesn't matter what it looks like. God has a plan, and it doesn't matter what the enemy wants to do. You know, God's counsel will stand at the end of the day. You know, so and also I see in our midst a lot of young people, and I mean I'm a young person, but I mean,
yes, he is.
But I have a few gray.
okay.
Coming from you, yes. But I think it's a period as well where with all the influence, with all the, you know, the issues we see around, is what God has given to us is not common. You know, I don't know if I have another word to use. It's not really common. I remember coming out here sometime early this year. Myself and my wife, we had considered, you know, having the kids back and having everybody back. But I had one problem. Yeah, I had one problem, and one of the problems I had was, you know, I have a busy schedule, and of course, when she gets back, she continues her medical profession. But one of the issues we had was, when they come back, what happens to them? Because there's so much seed that has been sown to them the period that they have been here. And it got to the point, Ian said that, well, I mean, if we take that step eventually, I have to get out of work and be with the children. But God said something otherwise to us, and He showed us what His plan was. But what I'm trying to say is that where we are, the things that the children don't have some of these privileges that you have here, where we are. There's a lot of you know, in the country that I am, church is a popular thing. You know, It's and this, if you have a garden like this, it was very, very unpopular. I don't know what to use. So even the breakaway church that we had, it's drifting back to the mainstream church setting. I don't know if you know what I mean, you know. And some of the places I started out in, I've had the privilege of visiting, you know, of recent ones, a couple of them. It's been difficult to go there and stay there anymore. You know, because it's not the way when I left, we actually, you know, gravitated back to how where we thought we came from.
Yes, amen.
You know. So it's as bad as even you don't when you're, it looks like you're in a secluded lifestyle out there. Because the places you could send your children to before, you couldn't anymore. A lot has happened. So there's a lot of privilege that we have here. And it's something that we have to take, you know, very seriously. And take, you know, and grab it, lay hold of it, you know. And because I will tell you, for me, I think I was about maybe 16 or 17 when I was in Port Harcourt. And those early days when Brother Jussie and Brother Bob started coming around. And I tell you, I've had a lot of movements since that time. But this world has not left me. You know, and I've been in places where I've been alone for so many times. I've been in places where it was just me, and God bless Sister Pat. Once in a while, she would drive down to just visit, spend a night or two nights with me. But the one thing that has not left me was this word, you know. And even in times when it didn't look like I was doing the best, but when I hear something else, I knew what the truth was, and I knew that my life depended on it.
Yes.
You know, and it didn't matter my condition, my circumstances at the time. I knew that this was life and death for me. And I don't know, so many of you probably don't know, I mean the story, how Inyang and I met. Inyang was not really, in the church at his way at the time. You know, but I remember very well, I think it was in the early 90s, Brother DeSil, they came to, it was Port Harcourt. And Brother Bott was talking about how, I think he was Barack or so, when he was going to get married, how he came to him and all that. But there's some things he mentioned, you know, and at that time, from that ministry, I told myself, God, that when I get to that point, what I want a woman that has a yearning and a love for you, because I knew my whole life from then on depended on it. And so some of us have come to a point where one wrong detour, everything is gone. All the work that's been put before can be gone. Sister Pat used to always tell me that it either makes you or it mars you or it destroys you. You know, and my father used to say something to me, my dad, he says that be sure of one thing, that both of you burn your fire in one place. At least, you're not burning here and she is going somewhere else to burn that fire. You know, so this word that we have heard, it's a very scarce word, and it's going to get more scarce as the day go.
Right.
You know, it's not going to get any. The group is going to, sadly to say, it might get smaller and smaller and smaller. Even where we meet in Lekki, there are some things I couldn't talk about in fellowship. You know? Because, you know, it didn't sound like it was a popular thing to say in fellowship. You know? But some of them, I knew that these are things that God was impressing upon my heart. But those things have kept me, and those things have moved me, you know, wherever it is I'm going to. So, brethren, I want to encourage us. Let's not be weary, you know. Let's not be downcast in any way about how things are. You know, there's a plan of God that's unraveling at this time, this age that we are in. And every man that puts himself in that place of God, you know, is going to see that plan of God. But again, it says, he that comes to him, first of all, has to believe that he is God. And he's able to reward them that diligently, you know, seek him, you know. And there can be troubles, you know, everywhere. If you have the kind of regular, you know, job that I have, it was very painful when I was told I had to move from Lagos to Port Harcourt. I was in denial for quite a couple of weeks, you know, and it was bad. It was bad, and my manager was really surprised that it hit me that bad. But really, it wasn't about the location. I thought about so many things. I said, God, so what happens to the brethren when they come to Lagos? You know, it gripped my heart. I just felt like I felt like it was just the enemy trying to, you know, do something here. Because I felt there was a reason I was in Lagos, not just for my comfort of the city. I mean, I'm pretty much a private person, you know. But it just kept going, and it was bad. It went up to our deputy MD at the time, and he called and said, "What do you want? Really want you out there?" And really, it wasn't about what I wanted. It was really about why am I even going out there in the first place, you know. And then when the first said, "Okay, so I mean, if you go out there, what do you, what would you like?" I mean, I said, "I don't want, okay, even if I want to go out there, I don't mind doing this, but there's one job I would not want to do when I go out there." You know? And I said, "Okay, we've heard." And when he eventually came, it was that only one job I didn't want to do, that's the one they sent me to go and do.
Surprise.
It was, I can talk about it and I'm probably smile, but it wasn't funny at the time. because it wasn't just in the aspect of the job, but with the aspect of the people that I was going to be confronting every day, you know. And then, like I always say, you know, the work I do, the oil and gas is a very, very corrupt environment. And corrupt not just with changing money, with lives as well. I mean, they can be going after your life, and they can be, you know. But it wasn't long I knew why God sent me out there. You know, the aspect of the job is different, but, you know, God led me to, you know, a ministry out there, some in a village. I really was blessed, and I said, God, I can see now why you sent me out there. I don't know for how long, but as long as I'm here, there was a joy that came to my heart. You know? Because where I am is just about an hour, 10, 20 minutes to the fellowship I grew up in Port Harcourt. But, you know, the ways of God are kind of, you know, different. He took me in another direction. You know? And This is dirt road. Like you drive like 1.5 hours, but every Sunday morning as I'm driving there, there was a lot of joy and life for me to go out there. Yeah. You know, yeah. And not only going out there, because from the reception I saw that, you know, God was actually sending me to these people. You know, yeah. For them to be a blessing to my life and for me to be a blessing to their lives as well.
Amen.
So our circumstances just, you know, I mean, differ and change everywhere we move, but we need to always ask God, what is the thing that he wants for us in the next move that we're going to go? Because brethren, I don't know how to put it, but I'll say it again, that next step is very, very critical for each and every one of us. So I encourage our hearts, you know, just to hold on strong and to trust God, and God brings you to some very remote, you know, funny locations. You know, that's what God wants to do. And first, ask God, why are you doing this way? What would you want for me to do here? I believe my circumstances are going to change. More than anything else, as my family, you know, situation now, I believe it's going to change soon. But until that time, I just want to bless God for what it is today. And just continue to ask for God to help us. I don't know if I would really, yeah, there's that. I don't know, that song just keeps reverberating in my heart. I don't know if some of us know it. That song in Galatians 1:5:1, where it says, stand fast in the liberty wherewith God has made us free. I don't know if anybody...
Is this scripture in Galatians?
Yes, 5:1.
Can I read the scripture real quick?
Yes.
That's okay. It says, stand fast therefore in the liberty... stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
And then 13.
And then the second verse?
No, 13.
13. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another.
And 21 and 22.
And 22?
21 and 22.
22. Envyings, murders, drunkenness. No.
22?
22.
Yes.
But the fruit of the Spirit,
yes,
is love,
yes,
joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
Amen. So that's the word I hear God say to me. You know, this is stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has set us free, has made us free. It says, do not be entangled again in the yoke of bondage. Amen.
Amen.
God bless us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
So, there's a song that goes?
Yeah, there's a song. I don't know.
I don't think we know it. Can you write? Can you teach it to us?
I don't know.
She doesn't know it either.
Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. I don't know what to put it up so I can't get the words.
Somebody
had
to help
you. Yeah. No, give me my laptop. Okay.
As we're getting the song, I want to share a little testimony. We came into Nigeria one day, Nancy and I, and we met this man, this oil man. He was a worker on one of the rigs, and he had tattoos all of his arms, around his neck, around his 17 or 18 inch neck, you know, shirt collar. And that man, I don't know, for whatever reason, God gave us favor with him. You remember that?
It started on the plane.
No, it started before we got in the plane. Right. Because we were there, and we were out of sorts with the line that was supposed to go on. And he said, no, here, you two come. And he put us in there. And he put us in the front of the line. Nobody was arguing with him. I just went along with him. And then when we got to Nigeria, he was explaining to me. I didn't tell him I had been here many times before. He was explaining to me the process. And he was saying, well, they can be a little intimidating. I said, oh, really? And then he kind of shepherded us through the process. He shepherded us through the process. It was just, if you judge by his appearance, rough, tough, and I'm sure he could have been if he wanted to be, rough, tough, hard, but He was very kind to us, very kind to us. And then when he left us, he bade us goodbye and gave us a blessing almost.
And I gave him a Mr. Pigolo.
Yes, she gave him a Mr. Pigolo.
Praise the Lord.
So it really was something that spoke to me, and I just wanted to pass that along. It was really a blessing. The man took care of us, you know, and. He kind of blessed us, and he said, "Well, God bless you too, son."
Yeah. Which is not
the Amen.
Well, this guy worked out on one of the rings, or he was out in the bush somewhere.
Yeah. Amen.
He was a rough guy.
Did all the words?
Yeah. Josiah, you want to put it up?
I don't have it. I'm having trouble.
Okay. Oh, he's got it on.
It's just the scripture. Do you have your...
Yeah, I just...
Just collapse this. Yeah. Amen.
So. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free.
Okay, let's take it again.
Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another.
22. We'll get it. Let's just we'll get it.
Yeah.
Go to 22. Let's just yeah.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. Against such there is no law. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. For brethren, we have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. Against such there is no law. Stand fast in the liberty wherein Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke from
you have a higher voice. You can. Your pitch is higher, so it probably can help, you know, to. Okay.
For occasion to the flesh, but by the word on another. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. Against such there is no law. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. For brethren, we have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for occasion to the flesh, but by loss of one another. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. Against such there is no law. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Unto liberty, only use not liberty. To the flesh, but for one another. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, temperance, faith. Against such there is no law. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
But you know where I learned this song? You guys taught me this song.
Yeah, we used to sing.
So if you look at one of the foundational messages of one of the foundational messages of Brother Dicio.
You just resurrected it.
Okay. Life of the Soul. Towards the end, they sang this song. And you know, when I'm flying, it's one. Not that I love to fly, but it's one of my most rewarding times when I'm really flying, because then I don't have distraction. And so, yeah, I don't have phone calls coming from office. I don't have any. You can't reach me, you know. So, and since I don't watch, I'm not a TV person. So, it's that time when. So this last trip, I was going to do 17 hours late from Dubai down here. And I said, God, something has to happen, you know. And it was a very rewarding time. And I just kept singing this song for hours. I just couldn't stop, you know. And it was a message to me, you know, God saying to me, stand fast in the liberty, you know, wherewith I have made you free. Be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage. Amen. Amen. You know.
Amen.
So it just... It's just been in my heart. I just bless God for it, you know. And I think it's a word for every one of us as well. You know, just stand fast in this liberty that we got us. It's not a common liberty. It's a liberty from above. It's a, you know, it's not like the peace that you have. And he said, "My peace I give to you, not like the world gives to you." Amen. God bless you, brother.
Amen. One more meeting. One more shot. I think the thought for going into the evening meeting is to have communion so that we can close the session out. A week on that note. So just another logistic. Pavlina, Stacy, they have back here on the table goods, products that are available. The proceeds go towards. Go to Reaching Beyond Words. So, yes, yeah, right. So, for your perusal, Father, we just thank you. We ask for your hand upon us today, this afternoon. We pray for your governance, your guidance, your word for us, Lord. For this final day, just pray you order each of our steps. Lord, we ask that you bless and sanctify the noonday provision for us tonight. Today, just bless the hands that have prepared it. We ask it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.